This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Startup India program is not just a scheme but a rainbow vision that connects diverse sectors with new opportunities. Addressing an event marking a decade of Startup India on National Startup Day in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said the Startup India mission has become a revolution in just 10 years, fostering a new culture across the country.
पहले देश में risk taking को discourage किया जाता था, लेकिन आज रिस्क टेकिंग मेन स्ट्रीम बन गया है. मंथली सैलरी से आगे सोचने वाले को अब केवल एक्सेप्ट ही नहीं, अब उसे रिस्पेक्ट किया जाता है. जिन रिस्क टेकिंग आइडियाज को पहले लोग फ्रिंज मानते थे, वो अब फैशन बन रहा है.
The Prime Minister said, courage is essential for enterprise, praising the youth for taking risks, and noted that risk-taking once discouraged is now respected in the country. The Prime Minister also lauded the role of women in the startup ecosystem, noting that over 45% of recognized startups in India have at least one female director or partner. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also visited the exhibition area at the event and interacted with exhibitors. The BJP-led Mahayuti poised for a big victory in Maharashtra with a massive edge on most of the 29 municipal corporations, including Mumbai, Pune, Pimpri, Chinchwad, Kalyan Dombivali, Nashik, Thane and Navi Mumbai. Addressing media persons in Mumbai, the Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis, said that the Mahayuti alliance had contested the civic polls with a clear focus on governance and infrastructure under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He thanked the people of the state for record-breaking mandate. In the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation till last reports, the BJP has won 70 seats while the Shiv Sena has secured 21. The Shiv Sena UBT Uddhav Bala Sahib Thackeray faction has managed 48 seats, Raj Thackeray's MNS has won 5 and the Congress has secured 19 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness and gratitude to the people of Maharashtra on the victory of National Democratic Alliance in the local body elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the results of various municipal corporation elections indicate that NDA's bond with the people of Maharashtra has further deepened. Prime Minister Modi added that NDA's track record and vision for development have struck a chord. He also thanked NDA workers for their cooperation who worked tirelessly among people across Maharashtra. A Delhi court today sent 5 accused in the Red Fort blast case to judicial custody till 13th of next month. The accused include 3 doctors and a preacher. The National Investigating Agency's plea was allowed for Dr. Adil Rathir, Dr. Shaheen Saeed, Dr. Muzammil Ghani, Maulvi Irfan Ahmed Bagai and Jasir Bilal Wani, who were arrested for allegedly aiding terror attacks ahead of the 10th November blast that killed 15. Judicial custody of 2 others, Yasir Ahmed Dar and Nasir Bilal Malla, was also extended. 9 accused have been arrested in the case so far. The government has blocked 242 illegal betting and gambling website links. Sources said that so far over 7,800 illegal betting and gambling websites have been taken down, with a significant increase in enforcement actions after the passage of the Online Gaming Act. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a prosecution complaint against Managing Trustee and Chancellor of Al Falah University, Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui and others under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. The agency said the complaint was filed before a PMLA court in connection with the alleged generation and laundering of proceeds of crime linked to Al Falah Charitable Trust, Al Falah University and allied institutions in Haryana. The ED said it has provisionally attached assets worth about 140 crore. The investigation is based on FIRs registered by Delhi Police after car blast near the Red Fort last year. External Affairs Ministry has said India is keeping a close eye on the prevailing situation in Iran. During a media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India is committed to take whatever steps required in the interest of the Indian citizens living in that country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.